Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. So how many times do you take a pregnancy test before you believe the results?
I don't even know
how we got on this topic off the air yesterday, but I was talking to Kelly about it, because I remember hearing from a woman who was taking one that she didn't believe the result, and then she had to go back to the store. Like, she took one, like, in Target or something. Like bought one in Target and then went into the restroom at Target and took it, and then, like, went back and bought more and then got in line to buy more and then left. And then and I was like, really? And then I think you said you took a few.
Oh, I took, like, 5 a day for, like, the first, like, 3 months. Just to make sure that this was happening. I actually even called, like, the number on the customer service line on the back. Like,
of the pregnancy test?
I sure did. So when you first take one, I took one, like, you know, you have to miss your friend of the your friend.
Period.
Thank you. I don't know if I could say that. So when you miss it, well, I didn't even wait till I could miss it. It was like...
Oh.
I did the deed, and then I started peeing on a stick. I was like, is this it? This is it. End of my life. End of my social life. I just need to, like, come to terms with it.
I got
to
get that clip. I did the deed, then I started peeing on a stick.
I started peeing on a stick.
Hold on. What time is that? Yeah. Okay, we got to get that clip.
So the first time I took it, there was, like, this tiny, tiny faint line. And I'm, like, walking around, like...
Wait, now, how does... Obviously, I've never taken a pregnancy test, and I've never been with someone who's taken one. So how does this work? Can you explain it to...
Yeah. So you go to
pretend
the store,
like,
and you start
grader.
To cry and you shake, and then you buy the test and you buy multiple tests. You come home.
No. When you take the test, you literally pee on the stick.
You literally pee on the stick.
And then it shows, what is it? If there's a line, then you're pregnant, or if there's
two
lines.
Yeah, they're
all
different. There's some that say pregnant, not pregnant. There's some that say two lines is pregnant, no line. Or if there's any sort of line, that means you're pregnant. So if you pee on it and nothing comes up, then you're not pregnant.
Okay.
So I had taken one, and it was, like, very, very faint. And I'm like, am I seeing things? Like, is that a line? And I showed Jay, you know, I'm, like, bringing it all over the place. I'm like, do you see something?
At the bank.
The, like, bank. I'm like, the grocery store.
I'm just going to pop this thing along with my deposit slip in the drawer here.
Send the pen back.
Just tell me if you see a line.
So I was like, I think.
Hey, can I have the stick back, too? Sorry.
I just have to investigate. So I'm, like, looking, zooming in. I'm like, I don't know. I think I see a faint line. So I called the 1-800 number, like, 1-800, are you pregnant? And they're like, and I was like, so I have a faint line. Does that mean, like, I'm a little bit pregnant? Yep. Those words came out of my mouth. And the woman on the line, she was like, so there's no such thing as a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or not. And if you have any kind of line, you're pregnant. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm pregnant with the woman
so that's
at the 1-800.
With the customer service on the pee stick.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Ooh, and that is a moment. Then it's like, well, life is over, but here we go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Jay, I'll take 3 large pizzas, 2 Italians, and a milkshake. And he was like, okay. And I was like, let's go. All right. And there was
it's
it.
It's like, and then Kelly's like, and order yourself something if you want something.
Yeah. And don't you even ask me for a bite.
Yeah.
Because I'm pregnant. He's like, you're like 3 seconds pregnant. Whatever.
7-9 coast. They're like, right. Like, you're like the first 30th of a trimester.
Yeah, it was like, I don't have to diet anymore. Hi.
792-6278. How many times did you take it? What about you, Mary Catherine?
I took 5 or 6, but they all were different brands because I wanted to make sure.
Oh, good
after
call.
After a year and a half of trying, I took like 5 or 6 tests of different brands.
Now, did you go to the store? Did you go to one store and buy all the different brands, or do you have to go around to a couple of different Walgreens?
I had a couple already at home, and then I went to the store again and bought 2 or 3 more different kinds.
Oh, yeah. And then they have the ovulation test, too, that you're like, oh, my God, am I ovulating? This is the time. Jay, let's go. Like, oh, there's so many tests.
Oh, what's is that a pee on a stick thing, too?
That's a pee on a stick thing, too.
Yeah, it is. I was doing that, too. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, all that
oh,
fun
yeah.
stuff.
I mean, it wasn't like sex for fun. It was like, we've got a job to do. Let's go.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that, yes.
No kissing. Let's just get right to the...
Jay, what are you turning on music for? It's not going to last that long.
Oh, my God. 30 seconds. Let's go. It's go time.
Oh, my God. Well, now I'm wondering what else you can pee on a stick to check for.
It's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Do I have hay weed allergies?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see.
What kind of bug bite is this?
Yeah. What's my horoscope?
5-star day.
By the way, I don't know why you can't see this because this is radio, not television. I don't know why I'm squatting to pee on the stick. like, like.
He did. He squatted.
Thanks for calling, Mary Catherine.
Thank you.
Hey, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many times did you pee on the stick?
Seven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You really, really needed to be sure. And what was the time span?
Yeah, well, a couple of them were just from the dollar stores.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like Kelly had said earlier, you know, it's really early on and you're not quite sure. And I'm like, I'll just buy from the dollar store if I am, whatever. And then I was, and I'm like, oh, crap. So I went and got more like all the other ones. And I still actually have them.
You still have the extra ones?
The positives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you kept them.
Yes, and my son is 9.5, and my daughter is going to be 8 on Sunday.
Woo, those are some stinky moldy tests, girl.
Yeah, so, are you going to give them to him for graduation or something? Or like?
No, they're just in a little keepsake box.
I bet there's a company that does something with them, like makes them into pens or something.
Or a necklace.
Yeah, a necklace. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a t-shirt.
Or a belt buckle if it was Texas.
Giddy up.
All right. Thanks for calling, Heather.
Thanks. Have a good day.